Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. We reach now the natural Hemshech of the Shalshalos HaTorah from Hillel HaZaken, from Hillel and Shammai. We went through the Zugos in Perek Aleph, and then the Mishnayis went into the dynasty of Hillel, all the way to Ram Gamliel ben Yosher of Yehuda, then went back to Hillel HaZaken. So now we're by the next stage in Kabbalah HaTorah, the door of Hillel and Shammai, which Hillel and Shammai held together Klal Yisrael in the Tkufa of the persecutions of Hordes, which ended, figure, about 50 years before Churban HaBayis. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai led Klal Yisrael in the period up to the Churban HaBayis and immediately after. I think what's brought down is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was already a Zaken Muflik. He was nifted at the age, the Gemara says, of 120 years. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had a lifespan of 120 years. Hillel HaZaken, his Talmud Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and Rabbi Kiva. And the chesed of that is that these three G'dayli Olamos shepherded Klal Yisrael through the Tkufa and created the framework from which Klal Yisrael was able to live for the last 2,000 years. Hillel V'Shamay created the basis of all of Torah Shebal Peh in its present form. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai created the bridge into the Tkufas HaGolos, and Rabbi Kiva broadened and gave Klal Yisrael the Tzura of Torah, the Seder Torah, the Shalshalos HaTorah, Atzev Kol HaDoros. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived only a number of years after Churban Bayis Sheni. At the point that the Gemara in Gittin describes that he went to plead with the emperor, Aspasianus, Vespasian, before Titus, his son, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, Tein li Yavne v'chachomeo, which was the Iker Koyach of saving Torah for the future of Klal Yisrael. Was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was already then, or was probably about 10 years before the Churban Bayis, maybe a year before the destruction, and he was 8 years, I think, he lived after Churban Bayis, so Sach HaKol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at that point was about 110. So we're talking about when he became the Godel Hador, Kibel, Mihil V'Shamay, you're talking about the last 30 or 40 years of his life. Which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai 40 years learnt, and 40 years, it says that he was Oisik Bikpak Matyo, means he was a private citizen, he was a Godel Bater Moid, but the last 40 years he was the undisputed Godel Hador. It's even brought down that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rishonim say, that he was Nismana Linesius, because at the point where Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi who was killed, Meha Churban, was Nifter, was killed, his son Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne was not yet old enough to serve in that capacity. Temporarily, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to be the head of the Sanhedrin. He had to be the political leader as well, which we just alluded to, with the Maisa where he went out to plead with Aspasianus, which was normally should have been the task of the Nasi. He went to plead that the Nasius, which was seen as a political figure, and the Romans naturally should have been wanting to wipe out the Nasius, because the Romans never got involved, Be'etzem, in Ruchnius. Their issue was they wanted political domination. But the Beis Nasius should have been a threat to them. And later on, Taket was. But at this point, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked that it should be treated just as a religious functionary. So that's what he said, Tainli Yavne v'chachomeo, and Tainli also the family of the Nasi. And then he asked for another bakosha, which was Daktus Tihil Reb Tzadik, who was the Tzadik that fasted for 40 years, where clearly that was only a Dover Ruchni, there's no political anything to that. So the Romans that would take off the Romans' suspicion that he was trying to make an independent resurrection of a political entity in Eretz Yisrael. That was the Chokhmah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he was Mekabel Torah from Hillel and Shammai. Hu ha-yoymer, im lomadeta Torah harbe, al tachzik Torah la'atzmecha. If you've learned a lot of Torah, don't see yourself as worthy, and don't see anything coming to you. Ki l'kach noitzarta, you were created for that. Mefarshim bring out different aspects of this. Primarily, it's a nekuda, it's an azhara for loyim de Torah, for Talmid Chachamim not to be machzik tivusa la'atzmam, Because kilakach natzor, to see yourself as barely fulfilling your function in this world. It's possible there's an element over here also at the end of Tkufas Bayesheni, where the Amud HaAvoda was taken away. The Kehanim Bavidosim, Leviim Biduchonom, Yisrael B'mamodom, the Ashirim that supported Klal Yisrael were destroyed. The wealth of Klal Yisrael was taken away. At that point, the only existence that a Yid can have that's worthy and worthwhile is only Torah. Maybe there's an echo of that, of the Tkufa in this memra. Now the Mishnah tells us something incredible. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyolo Rabin Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ve'eluhein. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. Now this is very interesting because we don't have the other Gedolim telling us a number of Talmidim that they had. The Maral is very bothered. The Chazal give us over here biographical information. L'chayru, even Ovois, which is the Seder of Musarim, doesn't give us that much biographical information. Who exactly were the Talmidim, all the Talmidim of Hillel v'Shammai? Hillel v'Shammai had numerous thousands of Talmidim. In fact, the Gemara in Bava Basra even tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of the 80 Talmidim of Hakam of Hillel HaZochin. The greatest was Yonis ben Uziel, Kaloif Perech HaGabov Nisra. The smallest was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he was the one that had the mission of preserving Torah, of being in charge of the Shalshalas HaTorah. And the Gemara says, Lohiniach Dava Godel, Dava Kotel, Sichas Tkolim, Sichas Shedim, all the branches of wisdom, Dava Kotel, Dava Godel is Maisa Mekova, Dava Kotel, Navai is the Bai Verova. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the epitome of Shlemus, of Yediyas HaTorah, and all other Chokmas. But that biographical information is not over here in the Mishnah. And here in the Mishnah, goes into all Arichus. 5 Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ve'eluhem. Let's first see the Mishnah, then maybe we'll delve into what could be the understanding of this. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. These 2 are the Talmidim of Hakim. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, he's lesser known. Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanu, he's also lesser known. Rabbi Lozer ben Aroch, who we'll have to see about. Hu HaYamoyne Shivchon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would say the shvachim of each of his 5 talmidim. And again, that the Mishnah lists this off as beyond tamua. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis is a bar sud she'enim ha'abit tipo. He's a bar sud. Very often it's pronounced as bar sid, like lime that protects a bar that there should be no sipish. But the word over here in the Mishnah is a bar sud. What that means is a bar sid, is a bar that's lined with sid, to reinforce the walls. But there's still some seepage because the walls themselves are not made out of. They're only reinforced with sid. This is a bar sud. The bar itself, the walls are lime. Sheini ma'abitipa, mamish doesn't lose a drop. That means Rav Lezer ben Hurkinis was on a madrega, on a deeper level. What that means is his darga is that he's on the darga where there is no shikha. Kiviyochel, lefi madregosoi, he's on a madrega with his no shikra. It's Torah that was only learned in Loshna Chazal. Torah without shikra was Luchas Rishonis. Luchas Shnias, there has to be a certain amount of shikra. We find right away Yeshua Ben Nun. There's right away, there's Bishas, Bimei Evlei Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the madrega of Har Sinai itself. Bimei Evlei Shal Moshe, there was already Torah that was forgotten. It was returned by Pulpulam. But Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkin is on the madrega, She'enim Abed Tipa, there's no shikra at all. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Ashrei Yeladatoi, Rishu Mechanani is on a madrega, Ashrei Yeladatoi, which means that mitzad the mensh himself, some of the Mepharshim say this refers to his midos, other Mepharshim bring down, Chazal say that his mother would bring him to the Beis Medrash as soon as he was born to imbibe the atmosphere that was there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was referring to that. Gemara Yevama says that he was Bimei Imoi, his mother would come every single day to the Beis Medrash and would ask Talmid Chacham to be mispalul al ubra shiyeh gadol b'Torah, and their tefillahs bore fruit. He became the future gadol hador. The Ashrei Yeladatoi mistam doesn't only refer to where his milos are coming from. The Ashrei Yeladatoi is a definition of his milos itself. So lechayre it doesn't only refer to his milos in Torah. It means the Ashrei Yeladatoi as a mensch. In the mensch, Yeshua Mechananya was considered the Chakimad Yehudai. He was the one that disputed with Minim and Kaifrim. He was the one that represented Klal Yisrael. He's the one that was the epitome of Midas Tovus. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, on the other hand, is the Sinai of Klal Yisrael. In fact, Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus is brought down in Pirkei de Reb Lezer, which is the Medrash that is preceded by biographical information of Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus. Some of it, by the way, is overlap over here in Ovis de Reb Nosson, but it's brought down that there he's a direct descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu, which fits very much with what we're saying. He's the Har Sinai. It says that after Ptiros Reb Yeshua went to the place where Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus would learn, would darshan, and he kissed him, he said, the person who sat here is Kemoshe Mipi HaGvura, which Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him as a descendant, Shteit in Pirkei de Reb Lezer, and the place where he sits is Har Sinai. So he was the epitome of Har Sinai in that door. Reb Yeshua ben Hananya is the Chochom, what we call Madregas Teres Shebal Peh, which is the Chochom, in not so much Nevuah, but Chochmah. Reb Yosi HaKoyin is the Madrega of Chosid. That means he was the epitome, he's the Merkava in that door, of one who's Misnayigim Koinei B'midas Chasidus of Lefnim Yishur Sadeh. He was considered the epitome of that. That's a bigger Madrega, a Tzadik, as somebody who's Mekayim, the Halacha, to the T. A Chosid is somebody who's beyond that. Reb Shim Ben Nisanel Yurei Chet, there's a Madrega of Prishus, which goes beyond, again, Halacha, and he was the example par excellence of Yirei Chet. Reb Lozer ben Aroch, Mayun HaMizgaber. Reb Lozer ben Aroch is considered Mayun HaMizgaber. That means he was an ever-flowing Mayun, a source of Chochmah Satera. The Mishnah adds one more piece. Who are your Yoimer? Im you kol chachmi so bekaf maznaim, they'd all be on the scale. Veliezer ben Hyrcanus bekaf shnia, machrias kulam. Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus would be machrias greater than all of the amount that he remembered and the amount that he knew is greater than all the chacham together. Abishalom in bishmoi, he added nochan nekudim. Papashas, it's not a machlaikis, it's a tesefis nekudim. Im you kol chachmi so bekaf maznaim, Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus afi moem, if all the Chacham, including Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus, would be on a scale, Reb Lezer ben Aroch became Shnia Machriyas Kulam, he would be Machriyas, Reb Lezer ben Aroch would be Machriyas Kulam, he's the greatest. Now obviously the first Memra is saying all Chacham is so Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus. What it sounds like, unless you want to say they're arguing, which is not Mestaber, it would sound like the first Memra of Mew Kol Chacham Yisrael V'chulei is going without Reb Lezer ben Aroch. But that's not Kol Chacham Yisrael. So what is the Mishnah saying? Why would there be a Kol Chachm Yisrael without Reb Lezer ben Aroch? And the answer to that is that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us of a tragic episode. In the future of Torah that was ensured when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai received from the Roman Emperor Yavne v'Chachomel, and they gathered together in Yavne, they reestablished the Tzura of Torah, Bishleimusa, and that became the foundation of all Torah that we have for the last 2,000 years plus. Is Yavne v'Chachomer, not 2,000 years plus, 1,900 years. Yitz Hashem, we should soon see the Sanhedrin with Mashiach Tzidkenu. All the Chachomim went to Yavne. The Gemara says the wife of Reb Lezer ben Aroch convinced him not to go with. It says that he lived in a place that was comfortable. He was talking the greatest of all Chachmei Yisrael. We see it in this Mishnah, and we'll see it in Yitz Hashem, the next Mishnah. But the feeling was, Mestama was a Das Torah, that the Chachmei Yisrael should come to his place, not that he should be zugestellt to have to come to a place with the Chachmei Yisrael. The Sefer that Maisa was a very tragic episode where Reb Lezer ben Aroch came to visit the Chacham, they were mechabedim with Aliyah, and instead of saying the Pasuk, instead of reading the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, he made an elementary mistake that a Chedid Yingel would know better than, and he read HaCheresh HaYolibam, which is obviously HaCheresh HaYolibam, their hearts were deaf, was a remez that he lost some type of madrega. Now, we have no idea what this means, but what we do know is Reb Lezer ben Aroch is kemat not mentioned in the Mishnayos, despite the fact that he was the greatest in that door. The other Tanoim, there are those that are mentioned more or less, but certainly Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua are on the page of every Mishnah and every Shah, and every Seder and Shas. The foundational Tanoim of the next door of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tafin and Rabbi Lozim and Azariah and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Yehuda, etc. All the Heligat Tanoim that we have, the discussions that are the basis of our Mishnais and all of Teresh Shabbat Peh, Rabbi Lozim and Aroch Kemat doesn't appear. He's the greatest of all of them. because he wasn't part of that avodah of reestablishing the Maseiros HaTorah after the tragedy of the Churban Bayis. Not inventing Teresh B'Peh Chas V'Shalom, but reestablishing the clarity and the Seder and the authority of the Chachmei HaTorah. He wasn't part of that avodah. He's lost from the annals of Chachmei Teresh B'Peh because he didn't go with them. So that's why there's two memories over here. There's Kol Chachmei Saw with Reb Elazar ben Hurkanes, but Lamaisa Reb Elazar ben Aroch is Mezgaber over all of them. And his koyach is the koyach of Mayina Mezgaber. We'll see in the next Mishnah. Mayina Mezgaber means it's not just Zikor, it's not just a Borsut Shein Me'abitipa. A Borsut is whatever you put in, nothing gets lost. The Mayon is a self ever-flowing source. It's an original source. It's not just it retains. Reb Elazar ben Hurkanes was the ultimate Moser HaTorah in the sense that he retained Kol HaTorah Kulin that was given to him by the Chachom of the previous generations. Reb Elazar ben Aroch was an original source of Mayin HaMezgaber. That original source of Torah was lost to Klal Yisrael. Tremendous tragedy, and Klal Yisrael had to survive that tragedy. And because of that, there's a separate cheshbon of all Chachmei Yisrael to Reb Elazar ben Hurkanes. Now, to go back to what we discussed, why does the Mishnah give over here this biographical information? I'll share with the Olam my nusach. Some of it is from the Maral, some of it from other sources, but I'm saying in my nusach. Is that the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, since, like we're saying, there was B'midu Mesuyamis, there was a new establishment. Again, Chas V'Shalom, there's no new Torah. But there had to be a hischachus of the Koyach HaTorah. Till then, Torah, its primary source, was the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which was by the Lishkas HaGozis, which was together with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Mizbeach. And now Torah had to be the sole repository, an independent repository. There was no more anymore Kimitzin Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's Yavne V'Chachomer, it's wherever Chachmei Yisrael sit, that's the place of Shekhinah. And because of that, Yavne, the establishment of that Mokim and the Sanhedrias, which would follow, and all of Chachmei HaTorah, Ad Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, had to be Nischadish, like Kivyochol, like a new Kabbalah HaTorah. And because of that, Yavne was a Mokim, it's called Kerem B'Yavne, and it has the properties of Beis HaMikdash, we described in the earlier Mishnayos. And because of that, there was a new Nesinah HaTorah with the five great Talmidim of Yochanan and Zakkai, Kivyochol, like five Chumashim. And the biographical information over here is not biographical information. It's a Seder of Kabbalah Seder. The same way we have to say Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinah Misrael Yeshua, we have to say that the five Talmidim of Yochanan and Zakkai, each one had his Mokoim in the reestablishment of the Shalshala Seder. Ilula de Mistafina, L'chayra, we would have to be misadah that these five Milas that are described by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai are really connected different Chalokim of Torah, of the five Svarim. And maybe we would offer a pshat as follows. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen Chosid, it's what we could say is that's really Sefer Vayikra. Teres Kahanim, that's Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu being Mekabel Torah, taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and giving Torah and establishing the Mishkan. The Har Sinai of these five Chachamim would be the Sefer Shmois, so to speak, is Reb Elazar ben Hurkanes. Whereas the Chochm of Teresh Shebal Peh, the epitome of Chochm, would be Reb Yeshua ben Hananya. And that's why Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua ben Hananya are always Bali Plukta. There's a lot of in the Svarim that some of their Machloikis is on perspective. You have the famous Machloikis where Reb Elazar Ben Hurkanes invokes a baskol to paskal and kin. Yeshua stands firm. Loi b'shamayim he. Loi b'shamayim means halachas gepaskin b'chachmei Teresh b'peh in this world. Reb Elazar ben Hurkanes is invoking kilu like a matan Torah milamalo. The baskol is kilu l'koil Hashem of Har Sinai. It's a clear back and forth. Is it Teresh b'chassav or Teresh b'peh? There's no machloikis. There's different perspectives of different gedolei olam. So we have Shmois, Vayikra, and Devarim in place. It could be that Bamidbar, which is the struggles of Klal Yisrael, the Nesiyonis of the Dor HaMidbar, the message of that is Yirei Chet. Maybe that has to do with Reb Shimon ben Nisano. And perhaps in a way, the one who's greatest but least understood, and we have least access to him, is Rav Elazar ben Aruch. That Ma'inam Zgaber, which we said is an akuda of Bereshis, of the Haskola, maybe has to do with Sefer Bereshis. And we least understand Sefer Bereshis. The other Svarim are primarily mitzvahs. But Sefer Bereshis deals with the nekuda of Reshis that's less understood. That's Rav Elazar ben Aruch, who's in a different place. Mishnah test. Amar lahem. This is really a hemshech. Tzuru ezu derech yishar sheyidbek ba'adam. Rav Yechim and Zakkai, it sounds like I'll be pashtus, like go out and figure it out, like homework. What it means is he gave them an avodas hachayim of finding shlemus, each one within themselves. Reb Lezer Oimer, each one over here, of course, is going to be neman to their midah. Reb Lezer Oimer, this is Reb Lezer ben Hokinis, Ayin Toiva. Ayin Toiva, the Rav says, refers to somebody who's a mistapik b'mod. Therefore, he doesn't have the perspective of being jealous, of not forgetting somebody else. His life is calm, it's pleasant, he's completely full of what he has, because he has an Ayin Toiva. Reb Yeshua Oimer Chove Toiv, and it could be that this is the perspective of Teresh Ba'al Peh. Chove Toiv is when a person has a Chove Toiv, so there's that Shleimus of two people being able to give each other and being able to be mashlim each other. And the being a Chove Toiv is the ultimate, in Rabbi Shua's perspective, it's the ultimate Maila's being a Chove Toiv. Being an Ayin Toiv like Rabbi Elazar, which is an intrinsic midah, that's not related to somebody else per se. Rabbi Shua, Chove Toiv is being an Odom HaSholem biyachas to a Chover. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shochin Toiv. The Sant. What's the difference between a Chove Toiv and a Shochin Toiv? A Chove Toiv is somebody Miloshin Chibur. You're not just next to him. A Chover is somebody who you connect to. A Chove Toiv also, but doesn't have to be in geographical proximity. A Shochin Toiv is somebody who, in order to be a Shalom with, you have to mamish be an Adam HaShalom. So there's a mile this way, there's a mile that way. The Rav says that a Shochin Toiv is more demanding because you're always with him. A Chove Toiv is not Motzu Etzle B'Choleis. Reb Shimon Oimer Haroye Es HaNoyle. This is already not Toiv in the sense of personal. This is a Darga of wisdom, and Mistama has to do with Yiras Ched, is that a person who's constantly able to see a few steps ahead. The dogma we would have in Deres HaAchrein would be the Briskerov, where Briskerov said in himself, and Briskerov is the epitome, he's the Merkava for us, of Yiras Chet. Briskerov was constantly every move that he said, that somebody else said, that was said politically, where it could lead to, what are the ramifications. Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tom is Losh in the Gemara, when a person makes mistakes, and he trips up Klal Yisrael, it's called Asher Adam Mefachei Tomid. If a person is completely Oizgi Cheshmin, then he's always a Reyes HaNoilad. And then Memeila, there is no mistake. That's a product of Yiras Chet. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Leiv Toiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is a Leiv Toiv, that he's constantly in a state of purity of heart, of Shlemus HaLeiv, and this is L'chor HaMadrein Klapi Shemayim. Not klapi others, not klapi shchenim, not klapi people passing by, not klapi situations, but klapi the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Royani is divrei Elazar ben Aruch midivreichem, shebichlal dvarav divreichem. All the milas that you described are all bichlal his mila. Going back to what we said before, from Elazar ben Aruch is the sheirish in that door of Bereshis. So first of all, it makes sense. Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaYoshor, because the Ovis HaKdoshim reached back to that Madreg of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, and that's the Madreg of Yashrus HaLev. Or Zuru LaTzadiku LeYishrei Lev Simcha. All Madreg is Benon L'Chaver, Benon L'Mochum, all telling that Yashrus HaLev. But he's on that Madreg. Omer Lohem, Tzuru, he gives them another instruction for his bonus. Ezu Derech Ro, she Yisrachik Men Adam. What's the Derech Ro that a person should be Nisrachik Men? There's an Asay Toiv, that's the first part. There's a Sur Meira. It's interesting, the Lashon Pasuk Sur Meira comes before Asay Toiv. But here he gave them the instruction of the Asay Toiv first. And now he's giving them the Nekuda So Avoida of the Sur Meira. And obviously it's going to be a Tzad Sheni Shaloi Samad Be'er. Reb Lezer Oimer, Ayin Ro, is the opposite of Ayin Toiv. Shu Oimer Chover Ro, is the opposite of Chovin Toiv. Rabbi Yosef Omer Shochen Ro, also the opposite. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Haloive Ve'enim Mishalim. This is the opposite of Harayas HaNoila. Harayas HaNoila is somebody who's Oizke Cheshman, Oizke Rechem. He has a long-term perspective. Somebody who just borrows money because right now he needs money, has no plan of giving it back, is a real-life example of somebody who's the opposite of not being Harayas HaNoila. Somebody who's the opposite of Harayas HaNoila. Echad Haloive Mino Odom, Ki Loive Min HaMokim Baruch Hu. Somebody who borrows from another person and defaults on the loan, is as if kiviyochli borrowed from the Rabban Shalom himself and default. Shenema loiva rosha v'lo yishalim. Pasuk in Tilim says a loiva borrows money. He's considered a rosha if lo yishalim. But tzaddik choinin v'noisin. A tzaddik, if he had to take money, he returns it as soon as possible. He returns it expeditiously. So you see over here in the pasuk that we talk about rosha and tzaddik, the epitome of that, and that's going to be true also klapi hamokim, is this idea of borrowing money and being responsible. This is not just a fiscal responsibility, but it's basic madrega, what we called in the maila of Reb Shimon, Yurechet. That's what it is. Yurechet is about foretelling the future, being able to see how the maisim that one does or doesn't do are going to result and who it's going to impact. Reb Loza Oimer, here he says the very opposite of Leiv Tov is Leiv Ra. And again, Omer Lehem Reyani is Divri Loza Ben Aroch Mi Divreichem Shebechlal Devar Divreichem. The Sefer seems almost like an unnecessary repeat of the Reisha. You have to know each part, what the Chiddush is. So there are a few shtiklach. The part of Leiv Rosh V'Leiv Yishalom is certainly not an exact opposite, but the others are. And why Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh's Hachro, that the Midah of Reb Loza is called everybody's, has to be repeated, remains to be seen.